Track 20. Referrals. Let's look at boundaries as they relate to the referral process. Just as you cannot be all things to all people, so there is no one social institution that will serve all the needs of a complex individual in a complex society. Failure to refer can have tragic consequences in cases when the physical health of the client is in question, or when physical factors may play a potential role in the client's quality of life. For example, the possible physical complication of a client with anorexia nervosa requires the monitoring of physiological consequences by a physician. This example of the boundary of referral to a physician in the case of anorexia nervosa is pretty clear-cut. But let's look at a more complicated area. What if you've been seeing a client for several years and you feel a colleague who specialized in, for example, Gestalt training, would be much better equipped to help this client? As you know, being referred usually carries with it elements of rejection, anger, hope, and expectation. How do you introduce the idea of a referral to alleviate your client's feeling of being rejected? How do you handle possible anger from the client regarding your suggestion concerning a referral? How do you introduce the idea of a referral to another therapist while not raising false hope in the client? How do you bring your client's expectation level regarding the new therapist into line with reality so he or she doesn't view the new therapist as a cure-all for their problems? Think over your current or past clients whom you felt may have needed a referral. Think of a client you referred to another agency or professional. Now, think of a client you didn't refer to another agency or professional that possibly could have benefited from the treatment or services of another. Where and how did you draw this boundary in your mind? Was a referral not made as a measure to avoid dealing with your client's possible feelings of rejection, anger, hope, and expectation? Thus, the two boundaries questions are proposed here. The first question is, when to refer and when not to refer? The second question is, when does referring or not referring serve to meet my own needs and not the needs of my client? To help answer these two questions, ask yourself the following three questions. Number one, what is the context of the situation for considering a referral? Number two, would my client's goals be better served by a referral? And finally, number three, what's the potential harm resulting from referring or not referring to another? Question 20. What are four possible reactions your client may have when a referral to another professional or agency is suggested?